On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's track team was at home last weekend hosting the annual Super 8 meets. Mackenzie Hoppert with us, a junior mid-distance runner from Andover. First off, what was it like finally competing at home again?
It's always nice to compete at home on our own track. We're used to it. We have it down, so it was good.
You guys had a fairly good performance as well. A couple of really good performances. You qualified some people provisionally for the NCAA meet. That's kind of the goal going in, isn't it?
Yeah, Jess Cagle, she did a phenomenal job. We kind of knew off the bat that she was going to be one of our better athletes, and she proved herself, definitely.
You ran in a couple of events. Which is your favorite? We'll start there.
I do like the 600. And I did get my personal best this weekend, so it was a good meet.
We're still fairly early in the season. You guys have had one meet right before Christmas, and then you're off for almost a month, and then you've got the alumni meet, which is just running around with a bunch of former teammates. How much more serious was last weekend, knowing that it was your first real full-fledged meet of the year?
It was definitely a lot more serious. We had one of the better teams in our conference there, also University of Mary. They're ranked in the nation, and so it was good to have them there to kind of for us to set the stage and see how our season's going to go.
It's two real full days at the rec center. You ran in two races. Safe to say by hearing your voice that you were yelling and screaming at your teammates a little bit, cheering them on the rest of the weekend?
Yep. I definitely am the one to do that, so I try and scream as loud as I can for them.
How loud does it get there in the rec? Sound bounces around off those walls when there's just a few people in there. When there's that many teams in there, how loud is it?
It's very loud, especially when you get down to the last few races, the relays. It gets into pretty intense. So,
you guys had a very good relay run as well this week. From where you guys started the season till now, I'm sure that you have all set personal goals. I'm sure Coach has set some for you. Do you have to reassess now that a few of you have had some really good performances and say, all right, you know what, I need to set the bar even a little higher?
Yeah, I think especially our freshmen coming in, they really didn't know what to expect. And after this meet, they definitely performed how they should, and they can now continue to improve.
It's very, very cold this week. Not everyone gets to be able to practice inside. In a week like this, are you all trying to stay inside a little bit? How much more difficult is practice when it's 25 below outside?
Yeah, a lot of times the distance and mid-distance runners go outside at least 1 or 2 days a week, but this week we'll probably have to be running miles inside. So,
gets a little boring, doesn't it?
Definitely, yes.
Why'd you choose BSU?
I love the area. I know it's cold, but I do love being up north in the lake, and track did play into that as well.
Good luck this weekend in Moorhead.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.